Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion. Rabbi Maranimi Marasi Shiyuchu. Wish Benesteres from Moshe Mordechem Neil Kratka Shlita. And schus Golan Ben Gavriela Mata Ben Dvor Elish Yudah Ben Ruti Eliezer Chai Ben Esther Simiam Simcha Nadina Minya Dav Ben Zira Rias Ben Chana Tzal Mubachin Tzal Yaakov Ben Yehudah Sarah Yehudah Ben Gittel Yehuda ben Chaya Esther, Baruch ben Sivya, Eliyah ben Ravit, Kal Mordechai ben Talsara, Sarah bas Clara, Amram ben Edechaya, Biyami ben Shoshana, Rabbi Yosef ben Dina Baruch ben Esther Adasa, Chaya Chet, Vazman Adi Zbasiya, Ristos Thea Ravida, Echid bas Ruchem Tzilchol Nubel Chotir Hatzel, and we're going to be discussing the union of Rov and Kavua. Based on the Torah, we're continuing our series of Shiurim in Maseches Ksubis. So we're learning Maseches Ksubis, Al Pi Tarasso, Shamorein V'Rabbeinu Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Agon V'Prime Zatzal. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Nideh, and Daf Yudches Amud Beis, the Gemara we've discussed numerous times recently, is a machlokes between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan, B'mokom Di'iko Chazoko Keneged HaRoiv, that Reb Meir holds, we say, Smoch Miyuta LeChazoko, V'Yisraelei Ruba, and Rabbanan hold that Rubach bechazaka Ruba Adif. So you have a chazak against a rov. What do? Chazak against a rov. Rav Meir says that you take the chazaka, you combine it with the miut, and there's no longer a rov. And Rabbanan hold that Ruba bechazaka Ruba Adif. So what is the Sharish HaMachlekes between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan? Whether we say Ruva Chazaka Ruva Dadir, or we say Smoch Miyuta LeChazaka. So first we have to understand Lashi. Lashi has a Tamur de Galashin in Kedushin Peyamad Aleph, Divar Maschel Smoch, explaining the Machlokes of Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Says Rashi, that the Rav Meir Loi Botil Miyuta LeGamri, De Shaminan Le Dechayish Le Miyuta, Hilkach B'Mekoymai Oymeid, V'chimashkach midi litztarufei b'hadei mitztarif. That according to Rav Meir, the miut is not bata legambre, because we hear from him that he's choshish for the miut, and therefore bimkomo omeit, the miut is still there. In other words, when you have a miut, you have a rov, it's not that the rov erases the miut is still there. Because Rav Meir is choshish for the miut, Rav Meir is concerned, pays attention to the minority. So therefore you can't say that the minority is erased. And when you find something to connect to it, then mitztarif, then it connects. And Rabbanan hold, no. Miyuta kamanda lesedami, there is no miut. Therefore they don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka, because there's no miut. Why is there no miut? Debatel le legabe ruba, because it's batel to the rov. And it's the Rabbanan l'shitasim that they're not choshish for the miut. So they're not choshish for the miut. And there is no miut. It's batel. And Rabbi Meir holds that there is a miut, and therefore he can be mitzarif the miut to the chazaka. V'zeh davar shetzarich iyun. Shemevuar b'divrei Rashi. שהמחלוקת ימרין את סמוך מיוטה לחזק נובעס מיתך פלוקת דינקת נחל קוי חשין למיוטה. Rashi is obviously learning that the machlekes, if we're simech the mute to the chazoka, stems from the other machlekes that they argue, are we choshesh for the mute? וראי מה שאמרו בהגמרה דרב מאיר חייש למיוטה אפילו במקום דיקה לקה חזוקה מסייעס למיוט, היינו מדרבנן ביעלמה, הקושי הוא גדול. According to Rashi, we have two machlokos that are interconnected. One is if we're samech miut lechazaka, and the other is if we're choshish for the miut. If you're choshish for the miut, if you're concerned with the minority, then you can say smoch miut lechazaka, then a minority can connect to a chazaka, and beats out the rov. So these two machlokos are connected. The only problem is that when the Gemara says Rameir is choshish lemiuta, that's even if there's no chazaka, and that's only a derabonon. Like Tosis proves in Chulin 86b, Divra Maschil Smoch of a Kamaduchti. Whereas the din of Rabbi Meir, that we say Smoch Miyuta Lechazaka, is a din d'oraisa, like Tosfos writes over there. And if so, how does Rashi say that one is taluy in the other? How can you say that the din of smoch miyutu lechazaka comes from the machlokas of rechoshish for the miyut? Being concerned with the miyut, it's only a din d'rabbanan. And smoch miyutu lechazaka is a din d'oraisa. So how does Rashi say they're interconnected? אז נראה בזה על פי דיקטוק לושן הגמורה בנידה. So let's be medactic in the Gemara and Nida, and then we'll see the answer. The time of the Rabbanan de Savri de Mahani Roy v'afilu keneged chazoke, hu mishum de miuta kemanda leisei domi, v'rube v'chazoka rubo odif. The miut is like it doesn't exist, and rube v'chazoka rubo odif. That's the lashon of the Gemara and Nida. Miuta kemanda leisei domi. And rube v'chazoka rubo adif. That's the language of the Gemara. As mevoar, the leisagi be'etzem ha'svara shel rube v'chazoka rubo adif. It's not enough to say that rube v'chazoka rubo adif, but rather you have to add on mi'uta kemanda lesei dami. That the mi'ut, there's no mi'ut. The miut is like it doesn't exist. Why don't you say rube v'chazaka rube adif? Why do you have to come on to miut kalesei dami? So the answer is, it would appear that b'toiras nesinas tam amru kein. The Gemara is giving us a reason over here. That their rabbis are arguing with Rav Meir, and they hold that we don't say smoch miut lechazaka, is because miut kamanda lesei dami. Is because the miut is as if it doesn't exist. The reason they argue with Rav Meir, and they hold smoch miut, and they say that we don't say smoch miut lechazaka, is because there's no miut. And what that means is that hach klala de miut kamanda leisei lerabbanon. This klal that there's no miut according to the rabbis is a chiddush beikir din adachir rabim lahatois. That's a chiddush in the ikir din. Of Achre Rabim Lahatois. What's the Chiddush in Achre Rabim Lahatois? Din is Chadish Baze. The Hode Mahani Roy Ve'enu Rak B'Toras Psak B'Mokoim Sofik. The Mematzav Shel Sofik Muto Laleinu Lifsok Ulachriya Ke'arov. Ele Nitchadish Sheharoiv Mahani B'Toras Beirur. This cloud that there's no miut according to the rabbis is a chiddush in the ikur din of achir rabim lahatos. The chiddush is that the rov helps is not b'toras psak, that it's paskening in a case of suffik, that if we don't know what to do, so we're machria like the rov. No, the chiddush is that the rov is effective b'toras what? B'torat beirur. Maze beirur? The rov is mevarer. The rov is machria. She'ain safek b'hachmilta, that there's no safek in this matter. Ve'al yidei harov nistalek ha-safek me'ikaro. The rov tells us there is no safek. That's the job of the rov. The rov tells us there is no safek. The rov is mevarer. And that's what we say, miyuta kamandale say, that the hachra of the rov is effective to be poshet the safek. And we have no tzad suffik at all that we should say like the miut. That's what the rov does for us. It tells us, don't even think like the miut. And that's the shorash hamachlokas between Rav Meir and the Rabban if we say smoch miut lechazaka. The rabbis hold that since through the rov, the tzad hamiut is misbatel, there's no suffik at all, so there's no place for the hachra of chazaka. Because b'makom suffik, we have a chiddush din chazaka. And not if there's no more suffik. So what does the rov do? The rov says goodbye to the suffik. It removes the suffik. It neutralizes, they say today, the suffik. And memela, there's no room for chazaka. Chazaka only comes when you have a suffik. Here you don't have to come onto the chazaka because there's no suffik. And that's what they say. Miyuta kamanda lesei dami ru chazaka ru ba'adif. Since there's no miyut, memela ru chazaka ru ba'adif. Only because through the rov nisbata la suffik, there's no more place for the hachra of the chazaka. even though it's a little bit tzarichi, and it says Ruba Adif. Here they're saying there's no chazak at all. So that's discussed by the editor of Rabbeinu Reb Chaim's Shiurim in a footnote. Akopanim, that's the sheet of the Rabbana. But Reb Meir doesn't hold of this Chiddush Tumah to command the Lese. And according to Reb Meir, Din Rov was only said b'toras psak b'makom sofek, that he have to paskin like the Rov. But there's no Chiddush b'din Rov, that the Rov is mevarer the sofek, that the Rov is mevatel the sofek. The Rov tells us there's no sofek. Reb Meir doesn't hold of that. Reb Meir doesn't subscribe to that. And since the sofek is still there, we have a hachrov chazoko. And therefore it says, Shmoch miyutu lechazok of Yisraelei Ruba, that there's a stira b'dinei sveikis, the psak chazoka, so you say the psak of Rav. And therefore Yisraelei Ruba, there's a reyus on the Rav now, because we still have, there's still a chazoka around. Because the Rav didn't remove the chazoka, and the chazoka is mitzdarif to the miyut, and memela, there's a reyus on the Rav. Ulefi ze anachnu mevinim heitev et divrei Rashi, shehein omnam. זה שחוששים למיעוטה במקום דלק החזוק, או זה רק מה? זה רק דין. דרבונון. אבל מכל מוקו עם שרש החידוש בזה הוא, ביסויד דין רויב דוי רייסו, שלא נתחדש בדין רוב לסלק עיקר הספק, אלא רק לפסוק ולהכריע הספק על פי הרוב. אבל הספק בעצמותו קיים. ומשום כך, החמירו מדבריהם לחשוב של המיעוט. So it's true that the rechoshish with the miyut. Remember Rashi says one is taller than the other. That the din of smoch mitu lechazoka is noivea from the chiddush of rechoshish for the miyut. So it's true that chashin al miyut makom chaleka chazoka is only din derabanan. But the shayrish of this chiddush is b'yisod din roiv dei raisa. That there's no chiddush of din rov to be mesalek ikar asafek. It just paskins to be machria, the safek al pi rov. But the safek bat smuso is still there. And therefore, they were mechoshish medivreim lachshish. They were choshish medivreim, medirabonan, mechoshish for the miut. Why are we choshish for the miut? Because midoi raisa, there is no, because midoi raisa, the rov, is not mesalek the miut. And therefore, Rashi writes, he's tole, the din. Of smoch miyutu lechazaka, together with the din of chayshin and the miyut, because from the fact that we see the midrabanan we're chayshish for the miyut, it must be that the gedur din rov d'oraisa is only a din psak b'makom safek, but it's not mesalek d'ikar safek, and therefore we can learn to b'makom chazaka you can't paskin like the rov, even d'oraisa. How are the rabbis able to say that we're choishish for the miut? Maybe there is no miut. Maybe according to Reb Meir, saying she's Reb Meir, not she's Rabban. She's Reb Meir. Maybe there is no miut. Maybe the rov is misal like the miut. If Reb Meir says we're choishish for the miut, you know what that means? It means there is a miut. And that, since there is a miut, so Memela makes sense to say that's only the Rabbanan level. But what gave the rabbis the right to say that is because they saw the din d'oraisa is smoch miut l'chazaka. How are you smoch miut l'chazaka if there is no miut? So it must be that there is a miut. So b'sharash hadavar, it is a din d'oraisa that there is a miut. There's a din d'oraisa that there is a miut. That rechoshish for the miut, that's the chiddush of the Rabbanan, according to Reb Meir. That's rabbinic. That's only mitzvah Rabbanan. However, the only way you can have this din d'oraisa of smoch miut l'chazaka is, and that's really where the rabbis can get it from. So the rabbis say, wait a second, midoraisa smoch miut l'chazaka. You can be samech that you put together the miut and the chazaka. So it must be that there is a miut, and if there is a miut, we should be choshish for the miut. So therefore, Rashi puts the two together. But taka smoch miut l'chazaka is a din d'oraisa. And if in that din d'oraisa you see that there is a miut, and therefore midrabanan Reb Meir says, rochoshish for the miut. And again, this is all based on the beautiful diuk of the Gemara of miut kamanda leisei dami. The rabbi said, there is no miut. Once there's no miut, ruva chazaka ruba, if there's no room for ruva, of course it's going to beat the chazaka because the chazaka has been neutralized. The chazaka has been neutralized. And memela, we file the rov. According to Reb Meir, the chazaka, there is a miut. And if there is a miut, that means that the that there is still a suffix, and if there is still a suffix, then you can be mitzarif the miyu together with the chazoke. באחד מהשיעורים שלנו, בעבר הלא רחוק, הוריי ורבותיי, כי אנחנו לומדים, אנחנו משתדלים להיות מתלמידי מרן הגאון רב חיים זצ"ל, וללמוד את תורתו ולהעמיק בתורתו, אז באחד מהשיעורים האחרונים, ביארנו שיסוד זה מוכח בדברי הפני יהושע. בקונטרס האחרון, לדף תס עמוד א', עמוד תס עמוד תספס, שספק ספקה היינו דווקא כששתי הספקות שקולים, אבל אם אחד מהספקות אינו שקול, אלא יש בו רוב ומיעוט, לא שייך בו דין ספק ספקה. Tosfos says, you know when you say sfeik sfeika? You say sfeik sfeika when the two sfeikas are, they're both 50-50 sfeikas. But one of the sfeikas is not a 50-50 sfeika, it's a 60-40 sfeika, 70-30 sfeika. There's a rov and miut, there's no din of sfeik sfeika. The Pnei Yeshua says that this really is taller in the machlokas between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. If we say smoch miuta lechazoka, the dafka according to the Rabbanan will hold, that miuta kimande leisei dami. Tosfos says that there's no sfeik sfeika b'chai gavin. In other words, they say there is no miut. So mazel zeh lanu, if it's a 60-40, but that's nothing, the 40 is out. Hashem came the Reb Meir, we say smoch miut lechazaka, ki ho, ki he holds. There is a miut. The Sheif Shmaitze wasn't happy with this. Shmaitze Aleph Perakit Chesna we saw. He said, ma'inyan zeh lazeh. He says, the reason of the rabbis that we don't say smoch miut lechazaka is because ruv lechazaka ruv adif. In other words, the miut is misayah to the chazaka, but it doesn't matter. The rov beats the miut together with the chazaka. But legabe sveik sveika, first it's 50, there's 50% chance it's mutter, and now you have another 20% chance that it's mutter. So it's already, it starts 50-50, and then the second suffix takes you over the top, so you could be mekel. So why can't the tzad miut be mitzarif? The Sheif Shmaitze doesn't like, he says, what? How can you connect the two? The Pnei Yeshua wants to connect the two. He wants to say that if you say, if you hold like the rabbis, that you don't say smoch miyut lechazaka, you also don't accept a sfeik sfeika that's not shakul. As a Sheif Shmaitze omer, ma keshe? You don't accept it, you don't say smoch miyut lechazaka, it's because the rov is stronger than a miyut and a chazaka. But if you have sveik sveika. Sveik sveika means you have one suffix, it makes it 50-50. And then the second suffix, that it's mutter or tar or whatever it may be, makes it more, the higher percentage, a higher chance of heter of kula. So, ma kesher b'neihem, v'vadai she efshar lomar, gam l'fi rabbonan, efshar lomar sveik sveika b'suffix she'enu shakul. As ma'anu pshat, b'pnei Yehoshua, she'chachomim, ma she'nitchadesh b'devrei chachomim, is that this din of miut commander lesi, there's no more suffix. There's no more suffix. That's what it means. Smoch miut, we don't say smoch miut lechazaka b'ruv chazaka b'ruv adif. It means that there's no suffix anymore. Because the rov wipes out the miut. Timche zechar malek. The rov is wiping out the miut of the... There's no more... It's Parsha Zachar this week. That's why it's on my mind. There's no more miut. There's nishke miut. And the middle, if there's no miut, so it makes sense that if sveik sveik shein shakul, you don't say either. Why not? Why don't you say sveik sveik shein shakul? Because the 60-40 subposition suffix, the rov wipes it out. Mashenkin, according to Rav Meir, no, Rav Meir holds that there is a miut, and therefore you can say smoch miut to lechazaka. And he would say if the sveik sveik is not shakul, why not? One is 50-50, the other is 60-40. So now you have, percentage-wise, you have more of a chance that this heter. Because already it's 50% that it's heter. And then the second suffix says, all right, and there's a 20% chance, 30% chance, 40% chance in the second suffix that it's also mutter. So that makes for more than a 50% chance that it's mutter. So therefore he would say that you can't say a sveik sveik ashena, even if it's sveik sveik ashena or shakul. As min ha'amur nilmad, shema shenechleku rabbonon, וסוברים דלוי חשין על המיוטה, is only because, according to them, מיוטה כמעט עלי סיידני, and the כוח הרוב says there's no suffix. But if the כוח הרוב is a מבעת הליק or a suffix, it's just בתרס פסק, it's a תרס הנהוג בסופיק, they would agree that מדרבנו we are חושש for מיוט, and a מיוט ששם לפנינו, אנחנו נבאר כמה נפקה מינות, כמה נפקות מינה בזה. Would you say נפקה מינה? They would say נפקה מינס, right? That's yeshivish. Say נפקות מינה, נפקוס מינה, or נפקה מינוס, בוודאי. נפקות מינה. Many certain things that come out. Anyway, we have some נפקה מינס to talk about, so please stay tuned. This was awesome. This was the first, and this is mamish a whole conscious Rabbi Yisrael. אז יש לנו דרך, עם ישראל לא מפחד מדרך ארוכה. אז בוודאי אנחנו לא מפחד מזה, ויש לנו הדרך לפנינו, אז נא להישאר עמנו, קשובים ודרוכים להמשך נפלאות בתורת השם יתברך. תודה רבה שהאזנתם, אני ממש מעריך את השתתפותם בשיעור, ואני מקווה שההאזנה הייתה עריבה עליכם, כמו שמסירת השיעור הייתה עריבה עליי, ואני מקווה שהקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן כוח ומוח ושמחת חיים להמשיך ללמוד ולמד לשמור ולעשות, וגם את האפשרויות הכלכליות שהקדוש ברוך הוא תמיד נותן ושימשיך לתת, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נראה נפלאות בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל. תודה רבה, שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, אוריי, רבותיי.